Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. So much sport ongoing tonight, and we will have some results a little bit later on. But the hot topic for Repco, for expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, you visit repcoservice.com. A statement from Rugby Australia on the Women's World Cup that was due to be played in New Zealand in 2021, and it has now been postponed until 2022. The rapidly changing landscape makes it difficult to ensure our players' safety and that of the wider rugby family. Now, COVID-19 is really a pittance in New Zealand as compared to many other countries around the world. Is this an example, Hayes, of what we're going to see in the coming months with some of the big events like the Olympic Games, which is getting closer and closer and closer?
I think it is, Carl. It's eerily silent, isn't it, on the Olympic Games? We're not many months out from that beginning, and we're not getting much detail. We're not getting many qualifications really coming through in a lot of the sports. And to think about New Zealand, they've got a no-tolerance policy. And to hear them talk about the rugby community, I would say it's got nothing to do with the rugby community. It's New Zealand and the health of all the residents that live there. But I do wonder, and we know rugby is massive in New Zealand, if that was the Men's World Cup, would it be the same? I'm not sure it would be. With all the money that comes with that, I think the women's, the money and the broadcasters and the sponsors and all the people that are involved in such an event, I think it could be a different decision.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that, well, I'd hope that it's not, personally. And look, I'm just really worried about exactly what is going to eventuate when it comes to us getting back to playing international sport. We've seen it just recently with what happened in South Africa with the Aussie cricket team calling that off. You only have to look at the cricket that's being played with the men at the moment in New Zealand. No one's going along to those games. So would you play a men's rugby World Cup with no fans and beam it into the living rooms? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. That's a question that we'd have to ask the officials, I suppose. You'll be playing away with Car Air Conditioning Service at Repco Authorised Service. Your book at repcoservice.com. We'll come back with a Wednesday wine after this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Wednesday wine time here on Sports Day for Sullivan Logistics. 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. I'm going to start it. I'm going to have a crack at all those Aaron Finch baggers out there, all those players that said, he's no good, he's not making any runs, he shouldn't be captain of our team anymore. And then he goes out there and he absolutely smashed them today. Brilliant. Well done, Finchy. 69 off 44. Go and suck on that, everyone. What do you reckon, Hayes?
Everybody's making runs today, Carl. If you look at Glenn Maxwell was even making runs, and he's had duck for dinner over there. And look at the ground.
Like,
it's about 40 metres to hit a 6 and a 4. And look, if you're happy with a player to make one score in 15 innings and be the captain of our national side, then so be it, Carl.
Yeah, and the other thing is the $1.4 million man, Riley Meredith, he got smashed for 6. He was bowling absolute junk. Then the next ball got tonked for 4. He'd gone for 10 off 2 balls, and then he should have been hit for 6, and he got a little top edge, and then Stoinis took a nice catch, and he started off with a wicket. Tell you what, these blokes are overpaid.
What about coaches? I'm going to have a dig at the coaches. Now, they have bastardised the game, really, in recent times with the way that they've introduced defensive mechanisms. Because they've done that, guess what we have to do? Make changes,
really?
Which frustrates you. Frustrates me as well at times. But now, Damien Hardwick, he wants all of the umpires, all of them, Carl, boundary umpires and goal umpires, to be able to blow the whistle and make decisions on the ground. I think there may be 9 umpires in total that could have that opportunity to blow the whistle. And then Luke Beveridge got on radio today and he said, that's a stupid idea. We don't need more. I think if you can't get it right with 3, you're not going to get it right with 9, and you're going to have these people that aren't trained. Maybe in 15 years' time when some of these umpires are coming out the back end of their career, I think that's his point, that he wanted them to have careers until the age of 60 so they could then become the goal umpires. But can you imagine a goal umpire, a boundary umpire, making those decisions right now?
Yeah, I actually can. It's a little bit like in rugby on the sideline, mate. Blokes actually throw their flag out or put their flag out, or if there's an offside or if there's, you know, the ball's over the line, they make those sorts of calls.
But that's what our umpires do. They make decisions on the line and they make decisions on the goals.
Yeah.
But you'd like to see them?
Not necessarily.
Call holding the ball?
No,
or
not necessarily.
Free kick?
As I've said to you before, I feel that there could be a better utilisation of technology where there could be a live umpire who has a much better view than the poor blokes on the ground who are often getting it very, very wrong. sadly, very wrong, and it's not their fault. It's like this one with the new thing statue, right? Who are the ones that are going to cop the lemon? Who are the ones that are going to get booed off the ground when there are going to be key moments in games where it's going to happen? I can see it already, and the poor blokes that are going to get booed and howled off the ground are the blokes wearing their nice little, whether it's pink or lime green or yellow uniform, they're the ones that are going to cop it, mate.
But that's been happening to them for years.
Yeah, but no one, hundreds of years. And the problem is that we are making it even tougher for them by moving the goalposts each and every year for the players, the fans, the umpires. Just leave the game alone for a little while, mate. And I think that if they had stripped it right back to what we're all talking about, rather than just doing these little things, bring it back one step at a time and bring in all of these little ideas, just make some big decisions instead of little ones. All these little ones haven't really worked up to this point.
Unfortunately, though, you make a big decision, someone's not going to be happy. It's the way that
sportsitis. I'd be happy for the sportsitis not to be happy. They don't run around trying to get the ball.
Yeah, but the supporters, no matter what rule, whether it's a big one or a small incremental one, there's going to be people that are unhappy. And that's what makes our game.
You know why I'm unhappy now? Because we're out of time in our Wednesday wine.
We're going to keep going.
I'd love to keep going. I am feeling in a whining mood tonight.
I think you should go on the rules committee.
Yeah, I think I should
too.
I
want you to go in there.
Mate, I would have made the changes that they're talking, they're doing now, but they've been going little bitty. Oh, just done my head in. For Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight experts. I'm glad I can walk out of here and just drive home safely. Sullivan Logistics are in it for the long haul. We'll be back with Chris Waterman next here on Sports Day. Some great news for his young bloke, Alec, who was listed with the Essendon Football Club yesterday.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Now, yesterday, Alec Waterman was taken by the Essendon Bombers. He was signed for a year, and we tried to track him down, and when we couldn't, we chose to get his father on the phone. Chris Waterman joins us here on Sports Day.
Yeah, good evening, boys.
Yeah, now, when did you find out that your young bloke had got the nod for the Bombers?
Well, he rang me this morning. It was around about 7:30, something like that, and I was already on the road, so getting organised. So, yeah, no, he was pretty chuffed, and I haven't spoken to him since. It's been a pretty long day with lots of messages coming through, so it's all done and dusted. He's done all the official paperwork, and he's been there. He's pretty comfortable there now. He's been there for 3 or 4 weeks. He's going to stay in the house he's been living in with a couple of the lads, so everything's all organised. He's ready to go.
What was your thoughts from you and your wife, Peter, who's a very accomplished sportswoman in her own right? What was your thoughts when he was going across to take on the challenge?
Well, we'd sort of spoken to Adrian and the WA recruiters from Essendon throughout the year. Alex still only played 20 or so games in the last 2 or 3 years. He was just a little bit unsure whether he was ready for the AFL in terms of fitness-wise, so the call at the end was, if no one drafts him, we'll have a look at getting him over in January. And I said that would probably be the best idea, that he can get to know him, he can get a feel for the place and get a feel for training. And they were really happy with the way he's going. And he was going to come back, and they were going to give him a couple of weeks at home and then make a decision. And we got Paul Pearce under it, and he said, well, why bring him back here? He's only got to ISO for 2 weeks and he can't train with anyone. So why don't you keep him there training? And Adrian Doyle just said, we'd love to keep him here if you're happy with that. And he said, if we do that was last Saturday. He said, if we do that, we'll play him against Carlton. And they threw him in the bag four. So that turned it around pretty quick.
Marty, did you think this day would come when you went through some very tough times with your own son? I know at that time it was just back to getting healthy and happy rather than playing footy, let alone for Claremont, but in the AFL. As a father, did you ever think this day would come?
No, well, I mean, you asked the question, when you draft them at 18, what are you hoping for at 24? I suppose you're hoping they're 80 to 100 games in, pretty big and solid, starting to really play good footy. So back then, he was a sort of medium-paced midfielder, was pretty smart, had good skills. So then, sort of late 2018, he rang me and said, I might have a crack at a reserves game. He did. They had a bye the following week, so he went and played with Wembley Amateurs, and we drove in up there at the Oval at Wanneroo, drove around the car, drove around the bank, sat on the bonnet, and watched him run around with a smile on his face. I remember thinking then, well, if this is it, then I'm happy with it, because he seems to be enjoying it. So that was towards the end of 18, and then sort of now, 2.5 years later, he's popped on an AFL list. It's a pretty big effort by it. I've probably got bit of an idea after round one last year, and his first game against Serbia, he just sort of tore him up, and then there was a couple more games that the phone call started coming in. He's looking pretty good, and we'll see how he goes throughout the year, and then his final series was really good. So once I started seeing him play the type of footy, he was a different player, Hayes. He's sort of become a big, strong and powerful kid now, and a bit more of a medium forward type player, so it's different than what I thought he'd turn out to be. But yeah, once the season was over, there was a lot of phone calls. I thought, this is starting to become real now, so it's terrific.
Chris Waterman there. Stay with us. David Teague, the coach of the Carlton Football Club's next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And right off the top for a sports update for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. We jump into a discussion with David Teague, who's the coach of the Carlton Footy Club. Welcome, Teague. How are you, buddy?
Going very well, thank you.
Nice to chat, mate. Now, it's an exciting time to be a Blue Bagger. The club also smashing its all-time club membership record, which is brilliant. You can become a member for as little as $65. It's great to see the loyalty that all of our football clubs have got, including your great fans, during what has been a really difficult time in the past year.
No, it's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned it, because I think last year we only lost 1% of our members through what was a tough time for a lot of people. So the loyalty and support our supporters have shown us has been outstanding, and we cannot wait to start playing in front of crowds again. And we missed them last year, and we really look forward to it this year, and we think they'll be really proud of our efforts and performance we put on for them.
And they've done it tough for a while without Carlton playing in the finals, but this is the year. I'm bullish on Carlton. I think they can play finals footy. Some good inclusions. Is everything going to script so far, Teague?
Yeah, look, things have been going well. No, you're spot on. It is an exciting time to be a Carlton supporter. And look, we took some baby steps last year, and towards the end of the year, we probably got a little bit frustrated because we're in every single game and we didn't win as many as we would have liked. And that's our challenge. And the fact we're in those games doesn't mean it's going to happen again this year. We've got to work hard. And right now, if our fans got to watch the way they came back from the off-season, the way they've trained, I think it'll hold them in really good stead. There to go out and perform this year. So it is an exciting time, and we can't wait to get out there and, as I said, and actually do it in front of them.
You got Jack Martin last year, but you bring in some more speed, Zach Williams and also Adam Saad. We know what he can do off the halfback flank. How have they fitted in, and do you think they're going to really add to this group?
Yeah, they've fitted in really well. We added those two guys. Also added Lockie Fogarty from Geelong as well. So we added three guys that we think they're all right in the mix. I think they're putting their hands up for round one at the moment. And we were pretty strong in the contest last year and what we wanted to do. And I'd like to say we knew the rules come with the guard and the mark, but we didn't know that. But we wanted to add a bit of speed to the outside, and a couple of these blokes, they manipulate that rule quite nicely. So we're excited. We want to get it to our forwards as quick as possible and into one-on-one contests. And I think the guys who have added will do that.
Now, a bloke that I love when he's having a good run at it is Sam Doherty, mate. How's he tracking, given that he offers so much leadership at your club?
Yeah, he's an outstanding leader, and I think it was great for him last year to get back out there and playing after a couple of years off. And unfortunately, he had some more challenges in the off-season, and he's handled them well. And from I think, early January, he joined back in with the playing group, and he's been training really well. His leadership has never wavered. So I think even last year, he had a few ups and downs throughout the year. And to get that under his belt, I think it will be a great platform to take his game to another level this year.
So is he going to be ready for round one, which obviously we've still got a couple of weeks to go?
Oh, absolutely. No, he played last week. He only missed a couple of weeks. He was probably ahead. He had one health scare with testicular cancer, and then he also had an ankle operation. But they're both behind him now and going well. And he's done the majority of the preseason and played well the other day.
David Teague stays with us after this. Visit your local Nutrien Water experts today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Nice to have your company as we continue our chat with the Carlton coach, David Teague. Hayes?
Teague, I'm hearing Harry Mackay is tearing the training track apart.
I like the look of him,
and
too.
He could win the Coleman medal this year. And if you add Charlie Curnow to him at some stage, it's going to be a very threatening forward half. Is that true, and how far away is Charlie?
Look, Charlie's a fair way away. We won't rush him. He's tracking well. He's tracking really well at the moment. His knee looks the best it's looked for a while. But we're going to play the long game with Charlie, and we'll take it slow. And, look, the plan is that he'll play at some stage this year, but it won't be for a little while. And in terms of the other boys, yeah, look, they've been excited. We've been able to train and get the ball into our forwards a bit quicker, and Harry's capitalised on that. But there was a period there where there was Levi, Harry and Mitch McGovern all working together in unison. And Cameron Bruce has done a great job with our forward line. Last year we got quite a few entries, but we couldn't capitalise on them and turn them into scores. And the work that they've done, not only the tools but the smalls, and added a little bit more system to the way that they move. I'm excited by the opportunities that those guys, along with Jack Silvani, will get down in our front half.
Well, I mean, if you look at Eddie and if you look at Jack Martin and Zach Fisher, who's a bloke that you know has got plenty of credentials down there, he's so fast, and I think he was productive, I thought anyway, watching him when he was played forward in that sort of a role. So you're right, you've got all of the keys. It's just a matter of making them work. And you know the other thing I'd like to see, Teague, coach, I'd like to see Cripps get an opportunity down there, a little bit like what's happening with Fife and Dangerfield. I mean, these blokes are so big and powerful, and Cripper down there, mate, it'll be a hard matchup.
Yeah, look, Cripps added that one to his game over the last probably year, particularly started doing it, and he got plenty of shots last year. He probably didn't finish his work. In the past, he's been very good in front of goal, and he's definitely been working on his forward craft as well. But like you said, we've got a group there, but they haven't played a lot of footy together. So the pre-season will hopefully hold them in good stead of working together. And then the other challenge is getting it in there nice and quick, so they're one-on-one and it's just them versus their opponent rather than the opposition getting numbers back. So that's our challenge as a team, to give our forwards the best opportunity to capitalise on their strengths.
Is this the year that we see the best of Paddy Dow?
Oh, look, he's at that age where you're only going to get better. I think he's going into his fourth season. What he has done is had a great pre-season. He's been strong, and he's really worked closely with Cripper and Sam Walsh and Will Setterfield. Jack Martin's gone through there as well as Zach Williams. So there's quite a few guys going through that midfield, and he's starting to look a lot more comfortable out there, and he's starting to play rather than probably think. And I think that's a step that every player's got to make at some stage, where they just back their instincts in, and I think that's where he's at the moment, and I look forward to watching him. He's obviously got a lot more growth at 22. He's got a lot of growth in him, and we really hope that he continues on that journey to get better, and the way he's gone about it, the effort he's put into it, I've got no doubt that he can only improve. He can't go backwards from the work he's done.
New rules in particular this year with the man in the mark that's caused a bit of criticism from many people. We saw the Brennan Cox free kick that was paid the other day. As a coach, how have you handled this message to your players to make sure that they are stationary, and the other way, like you mentioned before, how you're trying to make the most of the opponent, I guess, on the mark?
Yeah, look, it probably adds a challenging point to your defence, and that's what the rules brought in for. They want a bit more flow into the game and obviously scoring. So we looked at it as a real opportunity, and we're pretty lucky. We added a couple of guys, Sam Doherty, Tom Williams, and Sam Petreski-Seaton. We've got some guys that we think can really give us some run from behind and make the most of the new rule. And as much as it's going to be a challenge, it's an opportunity. We've been lucky. We've had some umpires out to our training, and even watching it evolve, it's probably evolved from an umpiring point of view, and the way that they, early on, they were very much watching the guy on the mark. But what they learned is they have to actually watch the guy with the ball, because the key is going to be calling play on as quick as possible. The one you won't want is when the player's played on and the guy on the mark goes to move and the umpire calls 50 because he hadn't called it. So it's probably the umpires are still learning the rule as well. So I think it'll evolve. I know there's been some strange ones, but hopefully a little bit of common sense comes out with those and they just umpire it in the spirit of the game.
David Teague there. We'll finish off with the Daily Roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Yeah, and we finish off with some news headlines for Product Script Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea. The Aussies have kept the T20 series alive in New Zealand by winning Game 3, the important Game 3, and well done to Finchie. Spoke about him earlier in our Wednesday wine, Hayes.
Also good to see our netballers too keep the series alive, 45-36. It was Stacey Marinkovic's first win as coach, and Liz Watson, she was the captain and played really well. Some some other notables today. Tim Silvers, new CEO of the Adelaide Crows. He was the Hawthorn COO for about 15 years, or in roles at Hawthorn for 15 years. And the other news today, Nathan Buckley spoke for the first time, said that he had made many mistakes at his time at the club, particularly the press conference he did when he basically dismissed the claims from Heredia Lumumba.
Yeah, I think that he's made a few mistakes off the field as well, just quietly. But anyway, that's something that he's going to have to live with, and we'll see whether he gets through it, and we'll see what sort of impact he has towards the end of the year. The AFL Community Series starts tomorrow as well. Carlton and St Kilda is going to kick that off. Looking forward to the footy getting underway, and we'll be back with more of Sports Day tomorrow. We'll see you then.